this shirt is for the Washington Panthers from Washington, Illinois. Obviously, one of many places that experienced some traumatic stuff this past weekend with the tornado and the inclement weather. You know, as a team, you know, we sent our wishes out and our thoughts and prayers out to the people of Illinois, and everybody's been affected by the storms. Just wanted to wear the shirt because, you know, obviously you want to support the local football team. I think they're in the contention for the state title right now. You guys should know that better than I do. Yeah. But so that's pretty cool. Figure out a way to get connected with those guys. And, you know, if anybody wants to make any relief efforts, ChicagoBears.com/tornado relief. You can make donations there and get some information regarding the relief effort there. You know, I can't emphasize enough how blessed my family and I are to have this problem of two brothers playing against each other. And, you know, the thing that makes it unique to most sibling rivalries in the NFL is that we're not playing quarterback and we're not both receivers. You know, we play on the same side of the line, on opposite sides of the ball. So the chances of us running into one another and getting physical with one another is pretty high. The great thing about this thing is, you know, I have my assignments, Jordan has his assignments, and we're going to try to take care of those assignments, and we're not going to really pay attention to the extra stuff. You know, I'll have an opportunity to probably talk some smack to Chris between plays, but I don't want to expend any extra energy on that. Lord knows those guys are pretty fast, and we need as much oxygen in our tank as possible. Well, you know, it's not so much. First off, Jordan doesn't need a lot of help. He's, you know, a tremendously bright individual, somebody who has his own way of preparing and does a great job of doing it. The only way I can help him is I know the kind of person Chris is, so I know what not to say to him, what not to do to him in between whistles, because I've heard from his point of view what offensive linemen can do to your psyche and can, you know, that kill switch comes on, and nobody wants that to come on during the game. Yeah, I mean, people would usually think that my dad would be my idol, but my older brother is somebody that I've idolized. I've looked up to him my entire life. I try to emulate the things that he does on and off the field. You know, I try to play with the same passion and motor that he does, which is really tough to do because, boy, he goes hard for a very long time. Tremendous amount of respect for him. But, you know, Drake actually said in a song, it's funny when your idols become your rivals. And that's, you know, it's a situation that we're in. And it's, you know, it's a blessing and it's a curse. I know my mom and dad are going to be worried sick up there in the suite and at the Jones Dome. So it's going to be a really cool day. But most of all, I get to play a game in a Bears uniform on Sunday, which is tremendous opportunity. And I get to do that every weekend. And hopefully for years to come, I'll be able to do that. And, you know, that's what it really comes down to. I get to play football on Sunday with my team. I will tell you that, you know, the only times that we really get to compete is when we work out together. You know, we spend time this summer. Nate Collins was up there with us in Montana, where my family has a home, and we train together. We do high-altitude training, and I really enjoy it. I get to see what kind of work is put into his career and what it takes to have that kind of success, and it's, you know, it's unbelievable. He blew me out of the water in conditioning, but I did get him in the truck pushes, so I was pretty happy about that. That's about the extent of our competition amongst each other. You know, really looking forward to this Sunday. You know, I've never been on the same field with my brother, with me wearing a uniform and him wearing a uniform. Closest I've been to him in action was at his open practices at the University of Virginia, where I'd stand there on the sideline on my recruiting trips and I'd watch him practice. With my brother, I mean, my brothers and I are, it's an open line of communication all day. So we get a 10-minute break between our blitz pickup meeting and our run meeting, and I'm texting Chris. That's kind of how we are.
Are you doing it this week?
Yeah. Why wouldn't that change? We're still brothers. But it might be a little bit more smack talk and less checking in on him. You know, I think that really did alleviate a lot of the pressure, me moving to the offensive side of the ball, because first of all, my dad has no clue what he's talking about in regards to blocking schemes. So he can't say anything to me, Chris can't say anything to me, and nobody can try to compare us. But still, people try to say, you know, you're going to be as good as your dad. Well, you let me know when I start playing DN, and we can start moving towards that. Not at all. As I've said before, the cadence is a little different. He's got a little southern twang to it. Wide 80. That's what it sounds like. Other than that, no. Well, you know, I'd like to think I've gotten a little bit better. There's been a lot of things that I've tried to really hone in on and improve, especially in pass protection. You know, you got to protect the quarterback. And I go back and look at, you know, the Bengals film from week one, and I honestly don't recognize the guy that's playing right guard. I feel like I've made a lot of progress, and that's a testament to it's a credit to, you know, Cromer, Meyer, all these coaches, all these incredible vets that we have around us and people that can, you know, stop what they're doing to help you out. And I think that's the kind of culture that we've created. It's a self-policing environment. It's a great locker room to be in. Man, I don't know. I'm so fired up. You fight to get into the end zone. And when you finally do, it just comes out of you. I mean, I'm passionate. It wasn't like it was a planned thing. I had mentioned that this football 101 thing last week, where women come in and they pay money to meet with Bears players and listen to a panel discussion, and they ask you questions about football. One of the things was they wanted to see us do a touchdown dance. And here I am on stage like, oh, my gosh, I'm never going to dance. I was like, look, when we score our first touchdown, I'll dance. And literally I'm in the air jumping over Slauson's block, and I'm like, oh, I got to dance. So I hit the ground, and I just did a little shake just enough to, you know, for people to notice. I didn't want to take away from Matt's great effort or Slauson's blocks or anything.